So we had one other case. I just want your comment on. This was a patient who actually had a liquid biopsy showing MET D1010N mutation, John. And Dr. Martins wanted to know about what that means in terms of therapy. So here's Dr. Martins and his questions.
I'm curious about MET mutations and what drugs that they like to use for that, you know, now versus then. And I guess I do wonder about blood testing. I prefer to get tissue when I want to, but it's not always an option. So when you have blood testing, do they have a preferred vendor? And when you get a positive, do they always trust it? I understand what you're saying with the false negative. We don't ever trust the negative, or at least unless you have no choice. But any false positives to be concerned about?
He actually gave the patient crizotinib, which on imaging, the patient's been stable, but the patient feels much better. But he wants to know, A, what's the status of current management of MET abnormalities, mutations, and otherwise? And if you could just sort of comment on where we are with that, as well as plasma. We talked before about using liquid biopsies. How effective is it in something like MET?
Well, the MET space is getting more complicated, and you can think about three different types of alterations with MET. One is MET amplifications. Now, MET amplifications can occur at baseline or after resistance, for example, to EGFR inhibitors. The second is MET exon 14 splice variants, or people would just call them, you know, MET exon 14 mutations. Now, the way that those work, they're often intronic mutations, so between the exons. And so there's a whole exon that gets spliced out. And that exon that gets spliced out is one that's important for the normal degradation of MET. It's what turns down the MET signals. So with an exon 14 splice mutant, all of a sudden the levels of MET get sky high. It stays activated. And so they become very responsive to MET inhibitors like capmatinib, approved yesterday, and tepotinib, which we expect will be approved later in the year. The third type are point mutants that may act like exon 14 splice variants and activate the receptor, but don't work in exactly the same way. And we don't know all of those, but we know some of them. I believe this one is in the location just next to the membrane that it does cause activation of the receptor and may be responsive to drugs like tepotinib and capmatinib, but this isn't part of the trial. So this isn't what we consider a standard MET exon 14 splice mutant.